The Secret Administration of the Placer's Joy by Clyde L. Pilkington, Jr. Three expressions used by Paul in his epistles of Ephesians and Colossians regarding the current administration provide a rich and comprehensive view of God's present dealings with the outcalled. While no single verse combines all three designations, together they nonetheless form a beautiful portrait of the character, purpose, and operation of the administration under which we now live. Paul speaks of our present administration using three interconnected descriptions. The administration of the placer, Colossians 1:25. The administration of the joy of the placer, Ephesians 3:2. The administration of the secret, Ephesians 3:9. Each title emphasizes a different aspect of the same divine administration. The placer is its source, of which I became the dispenser, according to the administration of the placer, which is granted to me for you. Colossians 1:25. The administration originates entirely with the placer, Theos. It is not the byproduct of humanity, nor of Israel's intermediary or national covenants. It proceeds directly from God Himself. This is significant because every administration reflects the character and purpose of the one who administers it. The source of all that is presently being accomplished is the sovereign purpose of the placer alone. Before any response, before any work, God had already established this administration within His own immutable counsel. Thus, the overriding emphasis is not upon what man does for God, but upon what God is accomplishing according to His own purpose. The joy of the placer is its nature. Since you surely hear of the administration of the joy of the placer that is given to me for you. Ephesians 3:2. Every administration of God reveals something of His character, but this present administration uniquely reveals His joy. Charis. Under law, the emphasis was obligation. Under covenant, the emphasis was promise. Under kingdom, the emphasis was prophetic fulfillment. But under the present administration, the emphasis is divine joy. The blessings associated with this administration arise purely from the joy of the placer himself. Standing rests not upon personal achievement, but upon God's delighted disposition toward those whom He has outcalled. This administration, therefore, produces assurance rather than anxiety, confidence rather than fear, and thanksgiving rather than boasting. Its atmosphere is joy. Its language is delight. Its foundation is God's own happiness. The secret is its orientation and operation. To enlighten all as to what is the administration of the secret. Ephesians 3:9. The secret, mysterion, does not refer to something mysterious in the modern sense. It is a truth concealed in God from previous ages, yet now disclosed by Him. The present administration operates according to truths that were hidden from prior generations. Israel's prophets spoke of the kingdom. They spoke of Messiah's reign. They spoke of the restoration of the earth. They spoke of the nations being blessed through Israel. But they did not reveal the secret administration committed to Paul. The joint body, the celestial calling, the transcendent position far above the celestials. Christ as the expectation of glory for the outcalled. These truths were not the subject of prophecy. They were matters of unique Pauline revelation. The secret, therefore, becomes the orientation of this administration. It established its direction, its calling, its blessings, and its expectations. To attempt to understand the present administration apart from the secret, to view it through the lens of previous administrations, is to miss its absolute distinctive character. The harmony of the three. These three descriptions are not separate administrations. They are three perspectives on the same divine operation. The placer reveals its origin. The joy of the placer reveals its character. The secret reveals its method and purpose. We might summarize it this way. It originates in God. It flows through His joy. It operates according to previously concealed truths. Or, God is its author. Joy is its atmosphere. The secret is its revelation. The administration under which we presently live is uniquely God's own administration, flowing out of His joy and operating according to truths formerly concealed, but now revealed through the Apostle Paul. Its source is the sovereign placer. Its nature is His overflowing joy. Its orientation is the absolute secret. Thus, we may rightly speak of our present economy as the secret administration of the placer's joy. A divine administration originating in God, characterized by His rich joy, and governed by the revelation of truths hidden from the ages and generations, but now made known through Paul. Colossians 1:26.